Hey guys, it's your host, Andrea. I have a question for you. How frustrating is it that you have to pay your hard-earned money to see? Personally, I've been wearing corrective lenses since the fourth grade, and the cost has really added up over the years. If you're like me and actually value your dollar, then check out iBuyDirect.com. iBuyDirect has many styles and affordable frames that fit your unique personality. Need specialty lenses like blue light filtering? No problem. iBuyDirect provides many options for customization like bifocals, progressives, tinted lenses, and more. Do you have 20/20 vision? Great! iBuyDirect has you covered too with many sunglasses options that will allow you to express and enhance your individualized style. Do you like premium brands? I do. iBuyDirect carries Ray-Ban, Oakley, Vogue, just to name a few. Click the iBuyDirect link in our show notes and get affordable custom eyewear today. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you're listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. This is season nine, and we are talking about recommitting couples. And we've talked a lot about betrayal trauma, sexual compulsivity, and I have an amazing guest for you guys today. His name is Boyd Allen, and he is a CSAT, a certified sex addictions therapist, and he is going to talk with us today about relapse warning signs. And I think this is so important for couples to hear and to be mindful of, both as a, you know, a betrayed partner and as a recovering addict. So welcome, Boyd.
Thanks. It's wonderful to be here. Thanks for having me, Andrew. It's very nice to see you again. We haven't talked in a little while, so it's great to reconnect.
Yes, absolutely. So yeah. Boyd and I were both in the same cohort when we were getting our CSAT.
Yeah,
through the ITAP organization, and we've had a lot, you know, a few trainings together since, and we have a text chain going with some friends, and so
we do.
I'm excited to reconnect. So let's talk about relapse warning signs. I wrote down a few just preparing just like 3 minutes before we signed on. And I'm just curious, like, what are some of the first things that you notice in the clients that you serve?
Yeah. So several, there's actually, and I don't honestly use it that much in my clinical practice, but I know that, in one of the ITAP books, they have a crazy personal craziness
index. I use it all the time.
Yeah. I don't use it by that name. I talk about it with my clients, but the PCI is
the PCI.
So important. Personal craziness index. It's essentially this, list of things that let us know when life is spiraling out of control. So what I always tell people, addiction, right? The acting out behaviors are never really the issue. It's they're a symptom of the issue. And almost always it's an attempt to either manage overwhelming anxiety in the addict's life or overwhelming depression, right? So if we get too high, we look for ways, processes or substance or something to use to calm us down and get us back into that window of tolerance. And if we're depressed, we're underactivated, then we look for processes or substances to pep us back up and get us back in there. And so what I always look for as far as signs of relapse is the depression or the anxiety getting out of control, right? If I have a client who is really spiraling, they're overamped, they're not taking any time for self-care, they're not taking any downtime, they're not tuning into their body, not any of that. Well, that's an indicator that the anxiety is amping up, and you can see that on things like that personal craziness index, right? Am I spilling coffee down my shirt on my morning commute trying to get there because I didn't give myself enough time? Am I running a stoplight? Am I getting short or cranky with the people I love? Am I just anything that would indicate anxiety or overstress, which is ironic considering how overstressed my calendar is right now. But
I was just, when you mentioned the coffee, I was like, oh, that's me.
what your listeners don't know is that I botched up the scheduling for this because my calendar's a mess right now too. So certainly no shade thrown. But yeah, we're looking for anything as far as relapse prevention. We're looking for anything that indicates that the addict is out of balance, right? Either overactivated and into that anxious level, above the window of tolerance, or underactivated, really depressed, really struggling, sleeping 18 hours a day, no motivation, that sort of thing. But if we tune into those things, those are always a really good indicator that we're at increased risk for relapse, because the addictive behaviors, and this is true of sex addiction, this is true of substance abuse, this is true of technology, I mean, any of the process or substance addiction, the addiction is just medication, right? It's crappy medication. It's not healthy, but it's medication that helps the addict's nervous system re-regulate. And
Regulate.
it does that temporarily, right? It very much will get you back into that window of tolerance. The
And
problem is that
quickly, and
and
quickly.
quickly, it works really well. Doesn't work for a long time, but it works really well for a short time. And so, yeah, as far as relapse warning signs, that's what I always look for. Overactivation, underactivation, chaotic patterns. I will often have my clients do this thing where we'll do a timeline and I'll just ask them. My intake paperwork is pretty exhaustive as far as other substance abuse things or other process addictions, other than, I mean, generally for me, my clients are the presenting issue is sex addiction, porn or sex addiction, some sort of compulsive sexuality. But what we find is there's often a lot of comorbidity, right? So you'll have somebody who maybe gets their porn addiction under control, but then their food addiction goes up,
That's
or
right.
they'll get you right. They or sometimes they'll be comorbid together, right? Some of my addicts need alcohol to disinhibit themselves in order to enable them to act out sexually, that sort of thing.
Hey there. This is your host, Andrea. I just wanted to ask you a question. Are you interested in being on a podcast? Do you want to share your amazing story with the world? Or are you interested in hosting a podcast yourself? Well, if you are, then we really recommend PodMatch. PodMatch works to ensure that well-suited guests, hosts, and collaborators can find you. With an easy filtering process where you can either match with a potential guest or you can pass. It's that easy. Don't have a podcast? Don't worry. You can be a guest on someone else's podcast and share your story with their audience. It's just a click away. Here at Direct Impact, we love the ease of using PodMatch and all the connections that we've been able to make through their platform. If this is something that piques your interest, tap this episode. Scroll down to the bottom of our show notes and click our link, www.joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast, to support the show. Again, that's www.joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast.
So yeah, I'll do this thing with my clients where I have them graph over time. We'll identify the top three or four coping mechanisms that they've used. Sexual activities, maybe alcohol or some sort of substance, maybe eating, maybe workaholism or whatever. And I'll take a little different highlighters or different colored pens, and I'll say, okay, here's your life. We're 40 years in. I want you to graph when, on a 0 to 10 vertical axis, when was the sexual activity really, really active, right? When was the alcohol a problem? When was the eating, right? And it's always super interesting because when we get done with that, I do the writing, but I have them tell me, oh, when I was in my 20s, this was happening. And then I'll turn it around and show it to them, and I'm like, what do you notice? And there's always these pretty strong correlations between, oh, my food addiction was waning at this point, but my sex addiction was coming online. Or I had a really stressful job at this point in my life, and so I was coping with this. But you'll
Yeah, I was a
see,
swing shifter during this period. I hear that all the time.
yes,
Yes.
100%, 100%. I was working third shift, or I was, just had our kids, and life at home was crazy, and so I. But yeah, so as far as relapse prevention, it's chaos, overactivation, underactivation.
Okay.
Is life out of balance, right? Or are you struggling to balance? Because the compulsive behaviors and the compulsive or the addictive substances or what we instinctively lean to towards when we feel like the chaos is overwhelming.
It's a well-worn path, right?
100%. What fires together wires together. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's pretty much what I look at. Like I said, I don't tell Patrick Carnes or Stephanie Carnes, but I rarely do I pull out the actual sheet with the personal craziness index, but we do have those conversations about like, hey, what's going on in your life that's driving, like the day or two before you act out, mm-hmm. what's going on? Mm-hmm. What do you notice? Right. Mm-hmm. And it's always some version of either I was really stressed out, boy, this was happening. My partner was doing this. This was going down at work. Or it's some version of, I couldn't get my butt out of bed last weekend. I was so depressed. Mm-hmm. And so then I found myself, you know, acting out in these specific ways to
right.
amp myself back up.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So it's so, I keep smiling because like you hit on everything that I wrote down right before you got on. And I want to highlight that because I want our
Well.
audience to understand that, you know, these are the things that your CSAT is trained in. To
Yes.
notice when you don't notice it, you know,
Yes.
to hold you accountable to and to even
100%.
prepare you for before it happens so that
Yes.
maybe you can notice it and then be willing to bring it in to the session.
Yes.
Yeah. So
Yeah.
like some of the things I wrote down literally was cross addiction. You're talking about like workaholism and all of a sudden I'm drinking all these Red Bulls and, you know, like, so
Yep.
cross addiction, big, big one.
Absolutely.
Decrease in outer circle behaviors. So your
Yep.
self-care, you mentioned that. It's like
The
all of a
healthy
sudden
stuff.
there's a departure from the things that keep you sane and work for
Yes.
you. The other thing I
Yes.
wrote down was resistance to trauma work. And that sometimes when I pull out the PCI and it's like, okay, well, there's a lot of stuff that's coming around, a lot of resistance that's coming up.
Yes.
And so, and also that tendency to fixate on where the partner is in the process, if they are married,
Yep.
right? And because it's
Yep.
the season we're kind of talking about when people are ready to shift
Yes.
into that phase for recommitting couples, and
Yes.
which we know takes a long time to get prepped and ready for that.
Yes.
But when they're still doing their individual work and they're spending a lot of time trying, if you redirecting it right, but trying to spend
Sure.
a lot of time on their partners,
Yes.
right? And so
Yes.
that also can be a recipe for relapse in the sense also like cross addiction where their codependency is really coming into play.
100%.
Yeah.
There's very few drugs or substances or processes that are more powerful than that co-regulation piece, which is great when it's used healthily, but co-regulation used badly is what we call codependence, right? It's
Yes.
I'm relying on my partner to do the regulation work with me or for me versus being able to do it myself. So yeah, it's funny. I had a couple of clients this week. We were talking about codependence because, as you pointed out, Andrew, there's often this tendency. If we bump up against too much junk, it's way easier for the addict to switch and oh, I need to talk about my partner and what they're doing to trip me up or
Right.
how it's, you know, it's they don't ever say it, but it's their fault, right? It's their fault because
Sometimes they do.
yeah, sometimes they do. You're not wrong. But we were talking about codependence, and first of all, it's amazing. I mean, it shouldn't be amazing. I mean, I'm a recovering porn addict myself. I've you know, done the recovery thing for 10, 12 years now. So it shouldn't be amazing to me, but it's amazing to me how little awareness there is around the codependence piece, right? Like
Right.
most of us addicts early in recovery, it's like we think that the solution to our sex addiction is to become even more codependent with our partner. And I have tons of guys, I say guys, that's, I guess, sexist, but some of the guys that like, they almost use their partner as a, what's the best word?
Like a barometer.
Yes. Yeah. And they'll also like, they'll use disclose. I know this sounds weird and not all addicts do this, but some of them will use, I've got a subset of my guys that they'll use their partner as like their confessor, right? They go and confess to be absolved of their acting out because,
So
and the
traumatic,
problem,
yes.
100%. And that's what I tell them. I'm like, guys, no. Why are you disclosing this to your partner? Is this because you want to feel better? Or is this because you think it's best for the relationship? And it's always some version of that anxiety right?
But isn't that a great example of the co-regulation? I am
absolutely.
depending, I am dependent, codependent on my partner to help me regulate my emotions.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's actually the Cliff Notes version. I had a client ask me earlier this week, I've heard that word about codependence. What does it even mean? And I'm not that familiar with it. And I said, well, we get a lot of dictionary definitions. Said Boyd's Cliff Notes version is this. I don't know how to be okay emotionally if you're not okay. That's my sort of low hanging fruit version, definition of codependency, because and how many of us addicts or partners or whatever, people who've been traumatized, that's exactly what it is. We need our partner to be okay before we can be okay. If my partner's mad at me, well, then that's an excuse to act out. If my partner's happy with me, then I feel like everything's okay and I can not do any of my work, right? I don't have to. It's like this barometer, like you said, of if my partner's happy with me, then I must be good and I must be in recovery. And if my partner's mad at me, I must be a really bad person and doing awful in recovery. And that's one of the things early in recovery we have to disabuse ourselves of, right? Like, I need to figure out a way to be okay, to
That's
regulate
right.
my own emotions and not be dependent upon. I mean, I'll tell you right now, one of the number one triggers for relapse, we talk about advanced warning signs, an addict, a codependent addict who's codependent with their partner, when the relationship is having a conflict, right? If they
that's good.
If they don't feel like they're okay with their partner, number, I mean, it'll send us running to our addiction anytime, every time, right? Because that feels really threatening. It feels overwhelming. It feels, oh crap, I don't know how to be okay. My wife's mad at me. My partner's mad at me, whatever. Guess what? Acting out will make you, quote unquote, feel okay real quick. And that's what happens.
And that's why they become so high risk. And that's what we
100%.
call the slippery slope, right?
Yes,
And we're trying to
100%.
catch them on that slippery slope to re-engaging with their inner circle behaviors.
Yes,
Well,
absolutely.
Boyd, you have done a phenomenal job in helping our audience understand some of those early warning signs for either a slippery slope or re-engaging with unwanted behaviors. So thank you so much. Audience, do not worry, because Boyd is coming back for another episode. And so we get a little bit more of Boyd Allen coming up. All right. Thanks, guys. Bye for now.
Thank you so much.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact. Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting. Here is our legal language and disclaimer. Yes, I am a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And this podcast is solely for the purposes of enhancement, education, and entertainment. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you find that you need additional supports, we really strongly encourage you to seek them out today. Thanks, guys. Listen up, Direct Impact Nation. You know how important routine, structure, consistency, and accountability is on the road to recovery and personal discovery. Well, I have developed the perfect companion for you on your journey. My Plan to Recover journal is thoughtfully and specifically designed for the person looking to achieve long-term success in recovery while gaining personal insight, awareness, emotional intelligence, and spiritual integrity. The Plan to Recover journal will help you stay recovery-minded, practice your priorities, and build a healthy relationship with self and others 12 hours at a time. To preview and pre-order your copy today, visit www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. That's www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal.
And don't forget to get a PTR journal for a friend on their journey too. Direct Impact Nation will save 15% when you use the promo code IMPACT. That's promo code IMPACT. With the purchase of your PTR journal, you will become part of an exclusive community dedicated to recovery and self-discovery. Visit www.lightninginabottle.biz and let us take you from want to willing and from willing to healing.